Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Just like the ones I used to know.
All right, everybody, welcome to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyon. That tune was by Babyface, A White Christmas. But I first want to start off before I give my political endorsements with everybody in Hawaii, the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, UK, Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, and India. So I want to thank everybody over the globe, you know, for, you know, supporting me and listening to the show. But before we get into the show and our special guests, I have to make this political announcement. Now, come Tuesday on December the 12th, we need everyone to get out and vote because we want to stop Roy Moore from getting into office as a senator, especially in Alabama, because if you don't know about Roy Moore, let me tell you a little something about him. Roy Moore, at the age of, in his 30s, he molested 14-year-old kids. So, you know, that's a pedophile. You know, he's a pedophile. You know, this buster, we can't have him hurting other people. And it's not about being Republican or Democrat. It's about being a parent. Would you want your child violated? Heck no. So we got to make sure Roy does not get in there. And you know something? You know, he, wow, he's something else. Now, think if a black man went after high school girls, anyone would try to make him a senator? I don't think so. So Roy Moore is also holding back our children as far as educational funding, you know, for schools. There's no future for our children because if they don't learn nothing, they ain't gonna be about nothing, and they won't have the knowledge to get him a good job. So please do not vote for Roy Moore. Look, everybody, you got to cast your vote this Tuesday, December the 12th, for Doug Jones. I mean, this is the cat who's going to help us. He's also that same guy who helped bring the Klansmen to justice when they bombed that church and killed them four children. So you know something, get out there and vote. Help somebody else out. Get in the car, carpool, get them to the polls. Vote Doug Jones because we got to make sure he get it on lockdown. We cannot allow people like Roy get into office. And you know something, President Trump is endorsing him because Quasi's cap, you know, he is guilty of inappropriately touching females too. So look at the media. Know your facts. Roy Moore cannot be made senator. We got to make sure that buster don't get through. Doug Jones is the one. You know something? And if you don't know where to go to vote, this is real easy. Just say votedecember12.com and it'll show you where your voting polls are. Or you can also go to, let me see, there's a lot of places you can go to find out where you need to vote. Or you can call the polls. They open at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. by calling 866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-VOTE, V-O-T-E. If you need to know where your polling location is, call 866-OUR-VOTE. And also you can call, or you can go to votedecember12th.com, and you can find it there where you need to vote. But you got to get out. You got to stop running your mouth in conversation. You got to be about your business and get Doug Jones in office as senator. We can't let a pedophile, because it's too much where people are disrespecting females, and everybody got a cousin, got a mother, got a sister, you know something, and there are people out there violating young women, you know, and it probably violated some young boys, quasi as a cap, but somebody don't want to come forward. But Roy Moore, if you're in your 30s and you're having sex with somebody 14, that makes you a pedophile. You need to be doing jail time. I'm just saying, because, you know, on December 12th, this Tuesday, authoress Terry Elaw, I'm getting up, and anybody who want to ride with me, because I got a minivan, come on, let's go. We're going to the polls to put our cast our vote for Doug Jones. So we got to, you know, get back to our show. And today's guest, I'm so happy to have her here. Her name is Janet Cruz. She is an author, and also she has submitted her work to be turned into a script for hire. But, you know, that journey has been very difficult, needless to say. So I just want to say, you know, we're going to talk about her and find out what's going on. And a last time before I bring on my guest, please, December the 12th, vote Doug Jones. Do not allow Roy Moore to win that, because if he do, you know, you're allowing a monster to prey on your children. You know, anytime a 30-year-old man is messing with some 14-year-old child, somebody, you know, it should have been a black person, because, you know, some quasi's cap, we would have beat the living hell out of his ass, okay? Mess with somebody that's related to me. You know, we would have tore him a new ass. But I'm just saying, so, whoop, let me bring it back. You know, I say hello to my co-hosts, Chris and Mark. How are you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Doug Jones all the way.
Yeah.
What did
no
you say, Mark?
I said Doug Jones all the way.
That's right. We are Doug Jones party. And I don't care if you, you know, vote Republican. On that slot, you better pencil in Doug Jones, you know, because you don't want Roy Moore to get in there. So without further ado, I want to invite and welcome my lovely guest, Janet Cruz, to the show. How you doing, Janet?
Doing great. How about yourself? I hope that it's nice that everyone come out. It's very nice.
Yeah, well, I'm just pumped up because I'm so irritated when, you know, things that affect the people as a whole. You got all these people out there gossiping in their little groups, that's talking about this and talking about that, you know, and they never want to get out and vote. You know, to make a difference, your vote count. You say it's one vote, but one vote might be what it needs, you know, take it over the top. So please get out and vote, you know, and I'm just like, Tuesday is coming. Put that on your to-do list, you know, set your alarms. But anyway, Janet, I know you've been a writer. How long have you been writing?
Well, I wrote my Facebook in 2010. And so now
the name
I'm
of that book?
Moving right along. Yes. The first one was Ebony Story. And then the next one is A New Chapter, A New Life. It's a continuation of Ebony Story. And I have another one right now that's on the with the pen is still hot. I'm working on that one right
now. Okay, it's in the works. We're looking forward to that.
Yes.
I got some other questions, but I'm going to start with my little baby son on the radio. Chris, go ahead and ask your question first, darling.
Fine.
All right. Well, Janet, now you mentioned your books. Now, so I just want to start off the show. My first question is, can people find your books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
No, yes. Send it to me. Email. I'm going to give you my email address, and I will get them to you.
Okay.
Oh, well, you can give out your email address right now, you know, darling.
Okay. Right. It's CRUZZ7@AOL.com.
Yeah, say that one more time so it's clear.
RUZZ7@AOL.com. You can get both books for $25.
Okay. Sounds good. Does that include shipping and handling?
Well, it all depends on which state you're in. That would include the shipping and handling. So I wouldn't exactly know that until, you know, when I got ready to someone ordered the books, and then I would tell them it's $3, $4 more, you know, for the shipping and handling.
Okay, well, all right. That sounds like a plan. Okay, Mark, I know you have a question. Could you ask your question, darling?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand what Script for Hire is. What is that exactly, Janet?
Okay, I hired someone to write the script into a play for me from the book.
Oh, okay.
It has been a process, but it's coming to fruition now because she just sent me an email yesterday that with part of the script already done, and the other part will be coming in as soon as I finish reading it and sending out whether I need any changes made.
Okay, yeah, when you see says script for hire, that means someone has taken their manuscript or their book and they turned it into play form. And why do you say for hire? Because the hope is that their book will become something suitable to be on the big screens, and that's the purpose of she having script for hire. So how long ago did you first submit your book, you know, to be written or changed into a script? I must say.
It was about May.
You say about 8 months?
It's been about May.
May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Well, that's 8 months. You know, now I don't know, but that seems a little long to me. Don't you agree?
It was very long. I was thinking
especially
it would be done.
Not to be completed by
a couple
now.
Of months. Right.
I yeah, because I'm a writer, and I have written from conception. I've taken the tape recorder recordings of information that people share with me when I ghost wrote a book for this minister, and I talked to this person constantly, and I had his book from my first alphabet that I put on the paper and then transposed it to the computer. I had that book done in 3 minutes. So to me, that sounds pretty damn lengthy when you start from scratch to nothing. Now, as a person who already have a book, you would think that, well, you got a template. You got something to work with. You know, so what has been the holdup? Why is it taking 8 months? That seems pretty long to me.
Yes, it was long to me also. But then I that had received information that there had illnesses and different things like that, and there was complaints that said that I didn't respond back or something like that. But I know I did. But so I don't know. Maybe they didn't get it. You know, I'm not for sure.
So they blamed you 8 months later, and you still don't have your work. You know, but you know,
right.
I don't know. I'm just being honest. You know, Quasis kept. You know, I would not take on a commission of a job if I didn't feel that I could complete it in a timely manner. And, you know, Quasis kept anything over 6 damn months, man, is too long. But, you know, you 8 months in, and your money is invested, and you don't still have the finished product. You know, so it tells me, like, you know, man, are you going to get it next year? I mean, what's really going on?
Right, exactly. So hopefully,
I'll let Chris ask the question.
Yeah, I said hopefully as soon it's gonna happen soon, because it's supposed to be in the motions right now. Because I've gotten those 28 pages that I'm working on reading over it, and this I was just happy to see the 28 pages, you know. But then it's supposed
how
to
many
be
pages you have already?
Yeah, you know, I just got 28 yesterday.
28 pages in 8 months.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Wow.
Who is this person writing the script? So people who are listening don't, you know, get caught up. Who is this person writing the script? Who are they?
Oh, you want me? Her name is Gwendolyn. I don't remember her last name. Gigi.
They call her Gigi. And her name is Gwendolyn what?
I don't remember. But I have the Abbott on my phone. Hey, Gwendolyn Adams.
Gwendolyn Adams Evans. Is that who you're talking about?
Evans. Okay,
and they call her Gigi. Well, Miss Gigi got to do better. Did Miss Gigi give you partial your money back because of the holdup, you know, because her health issue, God forbid, you know, that she got sick. But, you know, with her health issue, that's not your fault because, you know, when I order something and my order ain't there, they even got to make some compensation on my bill or, you know, something, you know, you just don't say, well, oh, my life had issues, and, you know, I can't take care of you. Oh, woe is me bullshit, you know?
Right.
Was anything
that's,
offered to you in compensation?
No, I didn't get any compensation, you know.
Well, maybe it's just me. Chris, Mark, how y'all feel about that? Am I wrong? Somebody got your book for 8 months, and all you got now is 28 pages, and then they was telling you, well, you know, they had health issues and this and this and that. You haven't gotten any of your money back. Does that seem fair, or does that seem like BS?
I feel the same as you do, Terry. I think it's a terribly long time to only get 28 pages together.
Hell yeah, especially when you had a book to work
with.
It is. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like she said, the lady's name is Gwendolyn Adams Evans, called Gigi. Where is this lady at? I mean, so people know not to just give up their money,
in
you know.
Atlanta.
She's in Alaska.
In Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Did you say she was at?
In Georgia.
Oh, she's in Georgia. She was like, what the hell? You were talking about Alaska. Oh, you said she's in Georgia. Okay.
I might not never get it.
Oh, hell shit. Jordan, that's my friend. Yeah, what's the reason
yes, and she was in Alaska. I can endure the time, you know. That might take a bit of time.
Okay,
hey,
well,
y'all now, get on it.
Yeah, handle your business. Where else is this person at? And I'm doing this for the benefit of my listeners because I try to give people information. I try to give them life.
Uh-huh.
I don't want nobody hurt, but I don't stand behind wrong, you know, and that's just it, you know. So is this person also on Twitter and Facebook too?
Well, yes, definitely on Facebook.
Okay, well, y'all just
Twitter.
Beware, you know, before somebody sit there and want to take your money for a script, call Terry Law because I'll give you a lowdown from what I know. And, I know Janet is telling the truth because this other person that she speak about right now, Gwendolyn D. Adams Evans or whatever it is, they call it Gigi. She's a playwright, but she also took my book Broken and she changed it to a script. And you know, Quasis kept she jacked it straight up, you know. And then she told me later that it was a problem with her program. You know, I had submitted that script to Lionsgate because one of my previous guests, you know, gave me a hookup, you know. So I submitted to them, and they came back and said the thing was repeating. Okay, gave me another chance. That's second chance. It came back again. They said still doing the same thing, you know. So I'm agitated. I called this person, stayed up all night long, and she's going to tell me some stuff. Well, on my side is right. It was your fault because you made changes. I don't care if I make changes or not. Damn it, you got a computer. Delete and add in. You know, this is not the first rodeo with no literature because, hell, I'm into 11 books of my own, plus two I co-wrote. I mean, ghostwrote for somebody. So that's not an excuse if somebody tell you that. Well, you added and you took stuff out, wrong answer. All it is typing it and delete or cutting it. Highlight it, cut it, and add what you want to put in there. So, you know, I didn't really appreciate trying to put the blame on me. But the bottom line is, you know, I kind of felt like maybe this person did not want me to succeed because this is my first attempt at writing a script for hire, you know, and I had a producer looking at it, you know, and I even tried to be nice and to offer her script to them as well, you know, because I felt like it's not who make it to the top first. As long as you make it, you don't get the other ones, you know. But anyway, sometimes people, they are petty like that. They don't want you to come out the gate and get lucky, but they don't understand that when you make a friend, that friend is going to be your friend once you make it. Instead of you worried about, I've been in this business 40-plus years, I need to be there first. See, that's why it's fucked up, and excuse my French, but it's an adult show, you know. But, you know, I got screwed, and I'm currently right now sitting there, got to redo what she done, and it's hard because you got to sit there and go from what you made changes into the botched script that she gave me, you know, and wasted a lot of ink trying to print all the stuff out and then try to go over page by page so I don't repeat myself. But that's all right because God is good. I'm not even going to mention who the producer I got now that's willing to look at my script once I finish. And that's because, you know, some I treat people 100. I'm honest and I'm, you know, I don't lie. You know, I don't have no reason to lie today. You know, so people see my heart and they see that, you know, Terry's a good person. So, you know, once I finish this up, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. So I'm not going to say who it is because I don't know who know who. I don't want nobody to try to damper my success because they mad because theirs didn't take off. But you know something? You could have rode with me. You could have been ride or die chicka, but you decided to be, you know, all about you. So it is what it is, baby. But anyway, Chris, go ahead and ask your question to Janet before we take our first break.
Okay, now Janet, you know, you talked about this person who did you wrong. Have you tried to contact an attorney? Because if you contact, I don't know if you can afford it or not, but if you contact an attorney, then you could probably get some, you know, get a solution. You know, like I don't know if I heard this right, but did you say she took your money and didn't give it back? I mean, didn't give you what you asked for?
You heard right.
Well, she sent me 28 pages right now. And she said that she's as soon as I read over them and see if there's anything that needs to be changed, then she'll send me the rest of the pages, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, she's trying to, like, cooperate now, you know, and do it better. But I haven't finished reading it, so I don't know what it's like. It might be a repeat, you know.
Well, you know, 8% Janet don't mean nothing to me for getting 28 pages. Maybe it's a simple fact that, you know, this has been promoted on Facebook. I have promoted it, this show, and so has Chris. So people know what the topic is going to be about. Maybe she's a little uncomfortable, and that's why her ass said, oh, shit, she's going to put me on blast. You know, if you didn't do wrong, you wouldn't have to be put on blast. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, get an attorney for that. Maybe you need one. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's not even about the money, really. Because the reason why I always feel that God's in control. That
Amen.
When we meet any of these situations head on in the beginning, that gives you time, give you like a notification to be aware for the future. You know, because sometimes you go into things blindsided, you think one thing, and the things don't be what you're really seeing and what you think they're going to be. Because we're not all alike. We have some people that are, you know, like I believe in pushing the one in front of me and pulling the one that's behind me to make it.
Hello.
You know,
hello.
So we're all going to make it. So we're all going
right.
to make it. You know what I mean? But see, everybody don't think like
fine.
That. So
everybody go ahead, Mark.
Like
let me
work
real quick. My break.
No, I'm looking up. I'm on her Facebook page. G Wiz Productions, LLC. Is that the right, Wendell?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I think you got a raw deal there, but is she trying to work with you now?
Oh, yes, yes, now, yes. Uh-huh.
8 months later, though, that's the kicker right there. For 28 pages, come on now. That's a little bit too late.
Terry, what's the average time to expedite something like that on a script?
Okay, well, what I'm saying is I took a book from conception to nothing on a piece of paper, a book that had to go from writing the thoughts down, editing in, making chapters, and get it ready for publications. I did that in 3 months. Okay, now you saying somebody already got a book, and all you got to do is read the sucker and create, you know, the script. And basically what creating a script is like my book Broken. It's like have a scene about when I was young and how I was acting crazy and had a plate in my butt so I didn't get spanked and feel a pain from going to that to jumping to, you
I
know.
I remember that part.
You know, it's just like, you know, we have a conversation, you know, and I write that down, you know, where it's like acted out. Turn it into a play. So if you can write a book in 3 months, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, I'll say 6 months. But damn it, 8 months is way too long.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, is it?
No, it's not. It's called doing the job.
Especially when you're supposed to know what you're doing.
Exactly. You've been in the business 40 years. That shit should be spitting out like that. Pow, 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 pow. You should have the shortcuts. But you know what I think the problem is? This is my speculation. I don't know because I wasn't in their home. I think the problem was is that the person did what they had to do for their life, the things that went on in their life, and that was not a priority because, you know, I already had the chick's money. So Janice, she's held hostage, you know, to wait and wait and wait because, you know, I already had the money. So I think that person was doing their life, and they wasn't really devoting so much hours in a day to focus on that because that's not what happens to someone else, you know. And I wish people stop trying to call into the studio number, which is 347-945-6003. Hit the key. Stop calling me on this number. But anyway, and I think that's what it was, you know, and I think after Janet got pissed off and kept saying when, and then I had to intervene on behalf of Janet and say, well, what's really going on? And then we decided to have this show talking about people in the industry, you know, now, okay, they're calling you. But, you know, some Janet, you're a church woman, you know, so just forgive her. But she got to get off her little tush and do her damn job, bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you know
something,
we got to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. So y'all stay with us as we return and talk about the business, writing a book and a script. It's a headache.
Controversial, real, unparalleled. Author is Terry E. Lyle has autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyles.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you.
Well, welcome back to Unmasked, and that tune was Easy by Demetria McKinney. Some of y'all might have known her. She used to be one of the housewives on Atlanta briefly, but she came out, and she's also the female, if you used to watch The Pains, you know, she was the wife, you know, and she had the two kids, and she wound up got caught on drugs, and, you know, The Pains, she was on that show. Girl is coming a long way. She's doing her thing, and she's hanging out with her boyfriend of 9-plus years, Roger Bob. So go on, girl, do your thing. And our guest tonight, Janet Cruz, is talking about her experience with GG Productions. Is that what you said it was, Mark?
GG Wiz Productions, that's what she calls it.
GG Wiz Productions. Yeah, she
LLC.
Said that. She said the lady had her book for 8 months, and yesterday she finally was told out of 8 months she's going to get 28 pages. Oh, my God, 28 pages. Oh, 8 months, what did she do? Maybe a half a page a month? I don't believe it.
Well, she'll never get to Lionsgate that way, Terry.
She sure won't. She sure won't because, you know, it's 30 days in a month, and some months got 31 days. That means that there's been a lot of months she didn't even pick up your book to turn into a script. Because if you did 28 days, and that's less than a month, and you're a month in, I'm sorry, I can't be impressed. It maybe it's me, but Chris, what you feel about that?
Well, I think that, you know, there's, you know, it's a tough business. You know, it's a tough business to be a writer and stuff. I mean, I feel for our guest and, she put lots of information on the radio, and I hope the city doesn't sue her for defamation, but, you know, it's a tough business.
Well, you know, some you can't sue me for defamation because this is not an allegation. This is a fact. We have the guest here on the show, and like she said, she got 28 pages, and it's a fact that I also use that same person, and my stuff is jacked up, and I can prove it. So, you know, bring it on, darling, because if you can sue me, you got the money to sue me, then you got the money to pay Janet back for a waste of her time. Because, you know, some you don't have to know anything about writing a book or a script. If you got 28 pages in 8 months, well, damn it, when did you work on the damn book? Because 28 pages, if she gave you a page a damn day, okay?
Yeah.
You got 8 months down,
I
ain't buying that. I'm sorry. You know, call me out of control, but,
but
I would be totally pissed.
Terry, she did tell me this, though. She did say she was putting on a play there. She was working on a play that she was putting on. So
yes, play was in Georgia, though.
She should have waited. Huh?
That's right. If she was putting on a play, you know, that play was to benefit her, not you.
Right.
And if she knew she was doing a play,
she
should have told you, well, Ms. Cruz, I don't have the time to allot to this right now because I'm working on getting my actors to rehearse and do this play, lot. She know what she had to do.
Right.
You know, it's just like you tell the doctor, if the doctor say you got an appointment to come in, get your blood work, you don't sit there and don't never show to the doctor's office because you got to pick your toes and polish them and get your pedicure and shit. Come on now. I'm making excuses.
Yeah.
I mean, does this look like an excuse to you?
But that's what she said. You know, that's what she told me that, you know, happened,
you know,
too. And she had
I don't care.
Heart
that makes sound like an excuse. Mark, what you think?
Well, I think it's a travesty. I think, it, you know, she's bitches are getting in the way of her job.
Yeah. If don't take on the work. Because if you go somewhere, I don't care who it is, you know, if you got somebody coming to your house to shampoo your carpets, Mark, and they don't show up because they met their girlfriend and they wanted to hang out, have lunch and everything, and you sit there, waste a whole day of work and everything, and your carpet's still looking jacked up, do you need those excuses?
No.
No.
No,
exactly.
No,
and Chris, suppose you was having a special dinner for your partner, and you know the person's supposed to be catering and shit, you know, come set up the tables and bring the food to the house and all this and that, you know, and here you got like an hour down and you got to hurry up and get dressed before your partner come in and they still ain't showed up. and they decide, oh, well, you know, we got a better offer, you know, make more money, so we decided we wasn't going to come today and don't tell you. Would that be okay with you?
No, it wouldn't be okay. And I'm not saying that she should sue Janet. I was just saying I hope she doesn't. So by no means was I trying to imply that. And, you know, I feel terrible for Janet.
I do, too. But right now I feel sorry for me because my dogs are in my office with me laying down there, and these little dogs, they are passing gas. I can't breathe. They're looking at me, and them as they pass gas, oh, all up in my mouth, and I can't breathe.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Wow.
These little dogs are passing gas, man. It's like worse than people who fart, man.
They heard you talking about Ray Moore, and they started farting.
Huh?
Ah. Oh.
It's strong.
And he ain't even the great guy.
I'm just saying, bro. Oh, Lord, what are y'all please
oh,
ask Dad so I can try to breathe?
Oh, God, no. Janet, what's your book about? Tell us a little bit about your book that's playing today.
Okay. Well, it's about this young lady that was raised up and out in the county. She had four kids. Her husband, they had a lot of family situations and problems and whatnot, and how she overcame them, you know, and how her kids grew up and they're grown now. They're everybody is doing really good.
So is it autobiographical? Is it a little bit about yourself too?
Well, some of the things in there, I did put some things in there about myself to bring, because, you know, when I started to write, like, okay, at the beginning, I own a housekeeping service, right? And one day I was at a home, and the guy that was the owner of the home, he was a writer, he was an author. And I was asking him, I said, I'm getting ready to start writing a book. What do I do? I said, I don't have a character. I don't have a name. I don't know anything. Is there anything that, how do I get started? And he told me I should pull from my life experiences or someone else in my family experiences or someone I know experiences, something like that. And what you do, but just don't use their name and just go from there and just make up the story or either something, event that was funny or anything, something that might have happened in your life. He said, just add it in, you know, to make it look like it's still talking about the same person, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so that's what I did, you know, and I had an editor, and he helped me with all of that. And then he did a lot of research because he really felt that I should change my book for what I was wanting to talk about, which I did. And so he did all the research work for it, and we come up with this. Well, it's actually two books, and we came up with the story. About
okay, well, those books, how long did it take you to make them?
Huh?
Those two books, how long did it take you to write two books? In total.
Well, I was like, the first one was in 2010, and the second one, it was like 2015.
Okay, well, how long did it take you to write the first one?
The first one, it just took like maybe 6-7 months.
Okay.
So yeah,
you went from
real good.
You went from conception all the way to completion in 6-7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And a script.
My editor, he's really
already
good.
The information
really good.
There, and all you got to do is make it where you can say stuff like, and we make it clear so people can understand the difference between a script
uh-huh.
and a book. You know, when you got a book, someone is just telling you the story, you know, and when you got a script, the only difference really is that you see the environment in the background. Like, for instance, they might say, okay, they're coming into the bedroom, you know, and then they start with the dialogue, or it's a rainy day or something. That is the difference. You're just adding the background scenery. You know, the hard work is to have the information, which is already in the book. All you're doing is adding filler. You're just taking that book and making it be where a person can visualize in their mind what's going on. Like I could say, well, dang, gone it. It's snowing in North Carolina. Ooh, and I don't have a sled. And then we're in the bedroom. And then they'll start saying stuff from her book like, Well, Janet says, oh, my God, I got to find me a warm sweater. It's cold outside. And get some hot cocoa before I go out there with the sled. You know, so it's not that difficult, you know, Quasis Cap. You know, I'm sure there's some things that you learn when you learn how to write scripts, like, you know, when to fade in and fade out, like when you see on TV how they switch scenes, you know, that stuff, yes, you got to learn it. But, you know, I just think that somebody who's been doing this for 40 years, it shouldn't be that hard. And I just got to say that, you know. And Janet, you're my friend. You know, I feel a little responsible for you that this lady messed up my script. I didn't know it was messed up before you decided to come on a conference call that I created about taking your book to the next level, you know, and she got your money. I'm just letting you know right now, I ain't paying you nothing, you know. I ain't got it, you know. She need to get briefed on it, not me.
Janet, you better sue Terry instead. She introduced you.
Yes.
And I'll be doing what I'm doing right now, laughing.
Yep.
Well, Chris, babe, go ahead and ask you a question while I'm sitting here clowning. And I don't want to say real quick, I know this is off topic, you know. A friend of mine's with it, really is Snow. Kelly Moore, babe, I see you on the line. But he never puts his hand up. He just sit back there and listen. Hey, you sexy, you know, brother out there in Nebraska, all nice and cold and toasted. Hello, darling. Okay, now we get back on topic. I'm acting crazy. Okay, it's your turn, darling.
All right. Well, my question, Janet, for you is, since you're a writer, and so with that, do you ever come across people like, you know, I mean, I'm very vocal on social media. I don't know if you are too, but do you come across cyber haters, and if so, how do you deal with them?
Good question. Really, no one has been hating on me like for us writing my books or stuff like that. And I don't really. I'm not really. I'm on Facebook, right? Okay, but as far as like really being out there, I don't really even on Facebook. I'm not somebody you would see in a chat. You know, chatting. No, it's very seldom I chat with anybody.
I know. I'm on your Facebook now page right now. There's a lot of videos, but not too much. You know, stuff from you, you know, dialogue.
I'm not into social media. Even when I go out of town, I might post a picture or something when I come back. A picture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that person, you know.
Okay.
But you can do more than 28 pages.
Huh?
You can do more than 28 pages. I did, you know,
more than 128 pages. You were saying I have more than 148 pages?
No, I said you can put together more than 28 pages in 8 months.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. True. You know, I've been really, believe me, I can do it because it seems like as things just come to me, even as I've been talking right here, then now I have thought of another book, you know, to write.
Wow.
Yeah,
but you know something. You know, I'm laughing, but you know, Mark is right. You know, it's not so much that Janet is special that she can put together something more than 28 pages. It's just that when you got a job that you're commissioned to do, you just got to have follow through. That's the bottom line, you know.
Yeah,
and then when some people don't have follow through and they want to make excuses, I ain't feeling that. Just own your stuff, man. You messed up, you know.
And if you can't meet the deadline, if you can't meet the timeline, then quit.
Exactly, exactly.
Well,
you know, instead of trying to make that person feel like
right.
It's their fault, you didn't read the stuff that I sent you, or I didn't get no money from you at a certain time. You know, don't make excuses, you know.
Right.
Don't make excuses.
Well,
she's from
for the money,
Terry.
I it. Huh?
She's got an excuse. She's from Alaska.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Exactly.
I'll do what the mooses are.
It's cold there, it is here.
y'all know y'all not right. Ooh, y'all just pulling me into this mess. But that's all right. I can handle it. Okay.
Right.
I can handle it. Janet, is there anything
oh, yeah.
you would like to tell us about your books? I know you said that you wrote two books and you're working on book number three. What's your goal for your third book? And does it have anything to do with turning it into a script? And if that is the case, would you go back to that same person or not?
Oh, no, definitely not. That is my goal, but it won't be me.
Not for wood.
No, no, ma'am. I would not do that.
Okay.
Once burned. You know the story.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't go through that again, you know. I couldn't even go through that again. Because I don't like the idea of, you know, like when I was married and when my husband cheated and stuff like that, I'd rather for him to left than to live, try to live with me in misery.
Exactly.
You understand
You're
what
right.
I'm saying? So I'm not
right.
going to make anybody suffer, and I don't want to suffer. So it's always better to me to depart peacefully.
Exactly.
That's in every any situation. Any situation.
I feel you, darling.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't have to go. It's more than one script writer in this world. It might find one in Alaska, really, though. There could be one in Alaska. It could be a good one, a real good one, you know? But I think I would even get it even quicker.
But you know something which is really strange, though? I've seen a script of her own that she wanted me to submit to Lionsgate. And the script for herself was awesome. It was good. But the script everywhere else was jacked up. So how are you going to sit there and say you had the wrong program when you did my script, but you used the same program and your shit came out good?
Well,
there you go. There's a fact.
Yep. Something's rotten in Denmark.
Very rotten. Smelling like my dogs.
Good one. Good one,
Karen. Oh, God. I'm glad you're well with
that.
Yeah,
good one.
Well, Mark, let me go let you go ahead and ask you a question, then Chris real quick, because we only got about 6 minutes on the clock and we got to get up out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, Janet, you know, when you're in the Christian faith and you trust other people that are of the faith and you expect them, you know, to have high ideals, and you expect them to do a job, and you turn it over, and it doesn't turn out right. How do you feel about their work ethic and their Christian values? Does it kind of disappoint you?
Well, the first word you said there, them being people, that was the number one key. People are going to be people, and people being people is you're going to have to expect either one or the other.
Right.
It's gonna work or it's not gonna work. And because I mean I have people that have worked for me, which I said that my best expectations for them were when I started were nothing like as when it finished. They didn't come through. They did not come through, and so I just look at life like this. Just like if I was to loan you $1,000. It's up to me to get loan it to you. And if you don't pay me back, then I learned not to do it again.
Exactly.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Real quick, Chris, ask your question before we run out of time, baby.
All right. Well, Janet, what advice would you give to anybody who's listening who's never written anything and wants to be a writer? What would you tell that person?
Make sure that that's their passion. If you have a passion to write, you can feel it inside your heart. I don't type when I write. I write freehand because I want to feel it. I can't feel things through the keyboard. That's the reason why I don't chat. When I'm talking to you and I'm serious, I will talk to you. I wouldn't type in, it doesn't mean anything to me. You know, it's like you just hitting on a wall, you know, a piece of metal, a piece of wood, or something. You know, the true expression to me is what's coming out of your mouth.
Right.
So that's what's in your heart.
You don't get better.
The voice of the heart, the mouth speaker.
Okay.
Well, real quick, Janet, we need to tell everybody how to get a hold of you on your email so that they can get a book if they want to purchase one. And they also know that you're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, I think. But let them know how to get a hold of you via email if they want to purchase a book.
Okay, via email, my email address is CRUZZ7 at AOL.com. My name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T, F as in Frank, Cruz, C-R-U-Z, Janet Faust Cruz. So if you're looking for me on Facebook, you can find me right there in Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right, everybody. Well, we got to take this thing home. Have a great weekend, and we're leaving here with Gerald Burt, Made to Love You. Be safe when you're out there traveling. Thanks for being on the show, Janet. Love you.
You're welcome.
I recall when we first met a long time ago. How could I forget the way I felt when I first laid eyes on you? I remember saying to my friends, there is my future wife, and then I took the step to meet someone who would change my life. It had to be my destiny, 'cause I was made to love. My hands to touch you, my arms to hold you, my legs to stand, my time to spend with you forever. I was made, made to love you, my lips to kiss you, my eyes to see you, my legs to stand, my time to first arguments, our very first breakup and makeup that got us to this moment. And every girlfriend, and every one night stand, every heartbreak, and every heartache led me to you. It's true.